Support for Fresh Take is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engaged tools for your family jewels. Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. That's right, the 4.0. Join over 20 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you for 20% off and free shipping worldwide with code FTNPOD at manscaped.com. I'm one of the lucky few that have tried the new Lawnmower 4.0, and I have been blown away by the performance. Just unbelievable. The upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn on the 4000K, it's over 4000, LED spotlight on and off when you need a more precise shave. Did I mention wireless charging? Oh, Nelly. It's got wireless charging to make it simple and easy to charge the fantastic 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping worldwide with the code FTNPOD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use the code FTNPOD and unlock your confidence and always use the right tools to get the job done with Manscaped.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
Welcome to Fresh Take, Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. It is the hip hop draft here. We have two members of the chat room who are blowing it up here on FTN. We got the coach, Mr. Francis.
What did you do, y'all? What did you do?
And the head man in charge, ladies and gentlemen, the senator.
You already know what it is. Honored to be here.
And the newest signee, the ink is still wet. Finally. Making his debut on Fresh Take, the Slugganaut, the big man, Big Slugga, Adam Goff.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Before we start, I just want to make sure this is like on the record. We have three Laker fans in the
building. Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Y'all can be Laker fans as much as you want, man. I watched that last game. It was
rough. Hey, this is a Laker fan support group right now, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, Slugger, are you more Kobe fan than a Laker fan, or kind of like an in between of both?
I mean, at this point, guys, let's be honest, I'm retired from basketball, okay?
Okay.
that's a good choice right there. Good choice.
I mean, I don't really want to say like not my Lakers, but like I kind of almost want to say that. Because yeah, like this Laker team, I don't really
recognize them. Yeah,
I represent the Lakers as a staff and organization, but this team is I don't know. it's not really for me.
Well, you've never been a Bron fan either, right? So
yeah, he's whatever. I don't really.
I'm not. I don't know.
I feel like LeBron is the Jay-Z of the NBA.
Oh, there you go. Well, that brings us ends here. So I have randomly drafted the order here. So here we go. With the fourth pick in the draft, it goes to Senator. The fourth pick.
All right.
With the third pick, it goes to me, Jawa. So it's down to Coach and Big Slugger. First pick of the hip hop draft. It is, ladies and gentlemen, Big Slugger.
Hey man, that beginner's luck, I guess. That's what's up.
So this will go by snake draft rules. So Slug will get the first pick, then it goes to Coach, then goes to me, then goes to Senator, and then it'll work its way back. So technically Senator will get two picks and work its way back. And then same with Slug when he goes. Write down your picks because, you know, we'll put the pod up and then we're going to kind of see what the what everybody votes to see who had the best label here. So the
I got to find like a pen and paper. I'll just use my phone.
So and here's the rule. So you are building a record label and your label has to be, I had 14. We'll put it a little bit lower to 12 people overall. You need at minimum to have a producer, one group, and we're putting a limit, just one group overall can only be drafted, at least one R&B singer, and then at least one female rapper. I was going to do one Canadian, but I don't think we really need that. And then at the end of it, when it's all done, I am making an appearance in the background there. And then when it's all done, you have to come up with an original name for your label. And then afterwards, like I said, we'll put it up on IG, Twitter, all that good stuff, and we will see who was the winner of the FTN draft.
Okay, let's do this.
So all Slug, with the first pick, who you taking?
All right. I'm thinking the Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, I gotta do that one. I mean, I had to. Okay, you gotta go.
I just have in my mind when you say that, I have like that Chappelle skit in my head when they come up for the racial draft. Ghostface, Inspector Deck, RZA, the Jizza, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's dope.
So
my first pick, I'm going the original Murder Inc. So that's Jay, that's DMX, and that's Ja Rule. So I'm going the original Murder Inc.
Was that a group?
It was
a group. They were a group. That was the original Murder Inc.
Even though they only put out two tracks, they were a group. They were a group.
I don't know.
That's the original Murder Inc. They're a group.
When you think of DMX, DMX a group is Rough Riders.
That's
DMX. That was his label.
Yeah.
That was the label. The actual.
I'm overthrowing this one. You got it, Coach. All right. Well,
unfortunately, because that takes off two of the people that I had in the draft, but it's okay.
Well, I got the next pick in the draft. So with the first pick for me, I'm not going with the group. I'm going with one of the greatest rappers of all time. We got this great machine for this for our record label, and I think you guys can, you know, you can borrow the machine if you want, but you can bring people back from all eras back to life. And we're drafting Tupac Shakur.
God damn, man. Come on, man.
Okay. Okay.
That's dope.
So we're taking Tupac as our lead artist and bringing him back.
So
Tupac with our first pick.
That makes my pick next.
Yeah.
So I'm going for a group first. And I am taking the Lox.
Oh, okay, that's a good pick.
And then, because I get to go two, we're bringing one person back. I'm taking Biggie Smalls.
Yeah. I'm just happy Pac went before Biggie. So
that's what's up.
All right,
not a bad pick. Just like taking the Lox. You know, you get Styles, you get Chic Looch, and then of course you get Jada. So you're doing a high end of New York on that first set of the pick there.
Oh, for sure.
With my second pick.
Oh, no, Dave. No, it's my turn.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
With my second pick, I'm taking my R&B singer. Cool. And we're going to go with Drake.
Okay.
For the second overall pick.
That was a smart play.
Get him off the plate. So we got Drake and Pac to start us off here. Gives us a little bit of, he gets the R&B flair out of the way for me. Get him on the hooks. Everything, but also he's got the rap as well locked down. So I go with Drake with my second pick.
With my second pick, I'm going with producer Kanye.
God damn it. Fuck. I knew I should have gone there. Damn it.
Oh, shit. Damn. Okay, well.
That's a good pick.
Well, I mean, since we're going that route, I mean, I might as well take my pick for producer as Dr. Dre.
Solid damn, pick. So the two pick. Top producers are off the board. Oh, very good.
You got one more.
Slug, you get to go again.
Well, in that case, I'm going to take my my singer. So wait, hold on. We still doing just one group then or what?
Yeah, yeah,
one group.
Damn. Okay. All right. I'm going to take my singer and, you know, Josh, I know you wanted this one, but I got to take my boy Nate Dogg on this one.
Damn, I was trying to.
I did think it was the pick it. I was doing one of my last picks. Okay,
I got the number one hook maker in the game now. Yeah, so you guys,
yeah. That's dope. I was gonna save that for later, but hey, so just to get out of the way, I'm gonna go with my singer, my girl singer. I'm gonna go with MJB, Mary J. Blige.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Solid.
Dave's got it going pretty nice. All right. Damn. So far, so good. You guys making some good picks here. All I got to say is a yay, yay. Bow down. Because we're going for the group. We're going West Side Connect Gang. West
Side Connection. Okay.
Man.
Okay.
You take my boys, man.
So we'll take Dub C, Mac 10. And of course, then we get to take Ice Cube. So I'll go with West Side Connection for my group.
Okay. Yeah. So. I guess for me, I'm going to go for my singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Aaliyah.
Ooh, I like it.
And then like for my producer, I'm taking Timbo.
Nice. Okay.
The three best producers are off the board, just like that. So then for me, I'm going to go with who I think is the fourth best producer of these. One of the best West Coast beat makers, aside from Dr. Dre. And you get his rap skills as well. And I'm going to go with DJ Quick for my producer.
Solid pick.
Hella funky.
Get a few. We can just do a whole album of those Quick grooves. If you remember some of those old Quick albums, you get the Quick grooves. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
With my next pick, I'm going 50.
50?
50.
Damn. 50.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Shit, man. All right. So now I got a lot of the thing is I got a lot of groups on this list. It's like a lot of members in these groups that I want to pull out the groups, but I guess we can't do that. So I guess I'll have to just take them out one by one. Whew, where do you go, man? This is tough. But I guess, you know what, let's just keep it back to rappers. I got to go with, we'll take Eminem. Yeah, we'll take
nice.
Eminem.
Nice. Very nice pick.
And then you got one more.
You got one more.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I keep forgetting I get the double ups here. This is intense. Okay. I feel like I need another, even though I already have RZA with Wu-Tang and Dr. Dre, I need another solid producer to hold me down. So I'm going to take Manny Fresh.
There we go. Very nice.
All right. So for my next pick, I'm going to separate the man from his music. I'm going to go R. Kelly.
Damn it, Dave. That was my next pick. That was my next pick.
You can't even spell R&B without the R.
So I think we have three people here that were going to take him. I don't know if you were center, but like
I definitely was not having that on my label. No. So,
hey, I'm separating the man from his music.
I can't because the man was in the music. Like he, so I can't. But Josh, it's on you.
Yeah, we got a lot of West Coast flair going on right now, so we got to bring a little bit of the East Coast in. So I'm going to bring who I think is the greatest East Coast lyricist of all time. We're going to bring in Nas.
I'll just see. Nobody brought in Nas.
Escobar onto our side.
So
Nostradamus.
I already have the producer, Timbaland, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have to have an artist that can also produce. So my next pick is Pharrell.
Damn!
That was Dallas too.
All right, okay, that's fine.
That's a great pick.
It is. Go ahead.
And then after that, you can't have Pharrell and not have Pusha T. So I'm taking Pusha T as my next pick.
Well done. Right, man, it's getting tough out here. With my sixth pick, we're gonna go down to the South a little bit. We're gonna take another great lyricist. We're gonna take Andre 3000.
Three stacks.
Yeah.
All right.
Dope. Three stacks is dope. All right. With my next pick, I'm going back to producer. So I already got Ye, and I'm gonna go and get Swizz Beatz. So we can't have DMX while having Swizzy.
That's solid. I'm solid, especially with that Murder Inc. connection right there.
Yeah, very nice.
Maybe what's up? Jesus, getting harassed over here. Thank you. Thanks, man. All right, so for my next choice, since I have Manny Fresh on there, I got to get his partner in crime and complete the other half of the Big Timers. Yeah, I'm going. Baby, aka the Birdman, and the number one stunner. Okay, I gotta have. He's gonna help me with the label. You know what I mean? He's I got the Big Timers together now. Now I gotta keep the package rolling. So I'm gonna take Lil Wayne along with him.
Damn, Cash Money flowing in to slug his.
Not gonna lie to you, that was gonna be my next pick if you didn't take him. So,
so all right, so we said that. It has to be 12 people max.
14. Oh, we're gonna do 14. We've got a few more 14? Names to go out here. All right, we'll go to 14.
All right, cool. So then
take Paw Patrol and get out of here. Okay.
Yeah, what I'm gonna do
is that his next pick, Paw Patrol?
No.
I already chose the group. I'm just taking Rubble out of Paw Patrol. That's it.
My next singer. So we got rappers. I got four dope rappers from New York. So I'm covered a little bit for rappers right now. All right, you know what? I'm going to go with Alicia Keys as my singer.
So I'm going to go with Keys. Very nice pick there, Dave. All right, well, females will fall off the board. I'm going to knock off my female right here and get some more R&B and get some deep soul on my label. And we're drafting with the seventh pick. The legend, the one and only, Billie Holiday.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Taking a back.
Yeah. Okay.
Puck's finally gonna get that verse that he wanted to, that he was talking about in Thug's Mansion.
Yeah. You know.
All right. So, for my pick, am I only allowed one R&B, or can I do multiple?
You can have multiple. I have Drake and Billie Holiday now, yeah.
So,
I got
fear. I am taking Beyonce.
Okay.
And then I gotta draft one of the best songwriters, best producers, best artists of all time, Babyface.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, back to back there. Is Babyface not from H-Town as well?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Back to back H-Town. That Beyonce pick is pretty good, but I'm going to draft someone, according to Dave's poll, is better than Beyonce. I'm going to take Riri. I'm going to take Rihanna as another female artist to the label here.
So this one might throw you all off a little bit, but I'm going to go up for another producer. So I got Swizz Beatz. I got Kanye. My next producer is going to be Quincy Jones.
Oh, taking it back.
Great pick.
That's
awesome.
Okay. Now I guess I got to get my female rapper out the way. So, I mean,
I might have to take Lauryn Hill. It can be a female R&B, by the way, too. It doesn't have to be female.
Oh, he took Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, I took Lauryn Hill.
He took Lauryn Hill.
I'm going to go with Lauryn.
Damn.
You might as well get her on the squad.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna grab another singer/rapper. I'm going to go with CeeLo Green.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
All right. For my next pick, well, since I got Quincy Jones, I got to go MJ. Next pick.
Damn.
Oh, goddamn.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. David's loading up here.
He is.
All right. Well, this pick, I was only really worried about one of y'all taking him, but I'm just going to go with my heart and just make sure this guy's on my label. So with the 10th pick, we're going to take the master of G-Funk. We're going to take Warren G.
Warren G.
All right. All right. Yep. That's a great producer.
And he serves as a producer as well. So yep. we're going to get a little more funky with our beats, have a little bit of G-Funk flair with DJ Quick and with Warren G.
Yeah, okay. Okay. This is tough right now. All right. I am going. Somebody took the Hook King earlier. So I'm gonna go for an underrated Hook King, and I'm taking Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band.
Oh, I love it.
Uncle Charlie. Okay.
Uncle Charlie.
I'm cool with that.
And damn, that's a great one.
Following that up, you can't do one hunk without the other. You gotta give me Snoop Dogg.
Damn it. That was my next pick. Damn.
There we go.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a great pick there, Senator. With my 11th pick, Outkast is back together. We're taking Big Boy.
Okay.
You might as well have them both.
Yeah. So we got Outkast reconnected here.
All right. Well, I'm going to go. This is interesting right now. Okay.
It gets tough now.
God, I'm trying to see like what.
There's one real big name I am shocked that has not been taken yet.
Yeah. I'll do this. So she serves as a female rapper and a producer. So I'll go with Missy.
Nice.
Solid.
Would have been better with Senator with having Timbo over there, but what you've got lined up for producers, Coach, I think that's going to work still pretty good.
Yeah.
Slug?
Okay. I'm not really showing. I need to show a little more love to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to take my boy, Killer Cam. Cameron is definitely going to come with the plug. Represent the Dipset, you know what I mean?
Damn it.
We got to get him on there. And then I'm also need another East Coast producer of some, so I'm taking DJ Premier. I need Primo.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. My next pick would have worked perfect with Primo though.
Yeah, that's my two. All
right, my pick. So I'm gonna go. I got a lot of East Coast right now. Like everything is East Coast. I got Kanye, some Midwest.
Yeah.
But for my next pick, I'm going to go Kendrick.
Damn. Well done. It's a nice pick. Solid
pick.
It's a very nice pick. Damn. I was thinking that one. We're going to go back onto the West Coast side of things. And we're going to get, you know, one of the fastest rappers in the game. He can give you a hook as well if you need it to go. We're going to go with 40 Wada. We're going to go with E-40.
Ah. Ooh. Okay.
Goddamn.
All right. Coach took one of my back-to-back picks I was going to do. So I am going to go with Cole.
Fuck you, man. That was my next pick. Fuck.
And then I am also going to go with a lyrical assassin by the name of Royce the 5'9".
Yo.
Slaughterhouse, okay. Okay.
Not bad.
I was trying to freaking finally create that freaking Black Friday album.
you want me to give the pick back? I have the next one if need be.
All right. We got nothing from Florida yet on this side. So we need to add some Florida. So I got to add the boss, Ricky Rose. We're adding Ricky Ross.
I'm so upset because that was going to be part of my final picks. I'm not going to lie to you.
Got some production there too.
That's dope. Yeah. I forgot to add too. So for the last pick, when we're done, so we'll do these picks, and the last pick, it's an executive producer also. I forgot to add that, so we'll do that afterwards.
Okay. All right. So what do I got? I got rappers, got singers. Let's go. Let's go, Bobby Brown.
Ooh. Ooh, that's like a nice one.
Okay, so I gotta show a little love to the new school, and I gotta take my boy Future.
Nice.
Definitely gotta get Future on the team. And then I gotta take my boy Back from the Dead. Tim C is coming back, y'all. Pimp C wasn't to the label.
Pimp C.
Love it.
Pimp C, that's a dope pick. Okay, well, since I got Bobby, I'm going to go Teddy Riley.
Nice. So I was trying to find a few things here. I was going to look for a hook, and I was debating to go to Teddy Payne, but Slug kind of convinced me, you got to bring a little bit of the new school in here. So, and unfortunately, another unfortunate lost rapper, but I'm going to bring in Juice WRLD.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go with an artist, producer, executive producer. I am going with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy. And I am also going with a new king of R&B. I'm going with Chris Breezy.
Won't take R. Kelly, but he can take Chris Brown.
There's a whole nother level.
Oh, there's a whole different rhyme. Yeah.
Whole another level to that.
All right. So the next part is now go back to Slug. Even though you took Puffy, you can still have to get another executive producer. By the way, Jay-Z did not get taken.
He did.
Yeah, you.
Murder
he
Inc. Did?
Yeah. Oh, Murder Inc.
Murder Inc. Yeah. That's why we did not. That's why I did not take him.
Okay. So you know,
you gotta come up with the label Slug and then your executive producer.
Okay, first of all, this is Big Slime Records.
Big Slime.
Okay, yeah, big with two G's, Big Slime Records. And we're definitely doing that. But the thing is, like, I mean, I thought I had 13 picks, but is that 14? Oh, goddamn.
Did you not get a fourth pick?
I must be. I don't know. I thought.
No, I think no. So I just went Diddy, Chris Brown. Josh, it's your turn. It's your turn.
I had 13, I think.
Do you have 13, Dave?
Wait. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, you do. Yeah, there's one more.
You have 15.
So then I'll put Teddy back then. I'll get off Teddy then.
Okay, so I have one more pick. Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
So Diddy's the executive producer for me.
All right.
Yeah.
One more pick for myself and one more pick for Slug. Man, I'm in a hard spot here now. Man, that Bobby Brown one really pisses me off because he was on my list. He was on my list, so that's a tough.
Well, now that Bobby Brown pick is kind of like, it's cool, but like he doesn't really go because.
So seeing that there was a little confusion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you just want to go to 15? Just have one.
Well, because Slug and I only have 13 right now. Oh, so you want to go to 15? So do two more picks.
Just do two more picks.
Yeah. Sure. So Slug, you go, and then I'll go.
Yeah. So then I think Josh. I think it's is it whose turn is it now?
We'll go back to Adam. He'll do the two picks that he has. Okay,
yeah.
Dave will do one pick. I'll do one. My two picks. Yeah. Then you got one pick, Senator?
Yeah, one pick.
Okay, so Slug, take your two picks.
Cool.
I'll take, man. I thought I was going to wait to hear where you had to go. I'm like, I don't even know who to choose. Let's see. Okay. Okay, I'm going to take my two picks will be And then I still get an I saw him at 13, but wait, does that include, I need an executive producer in that 15 or?
Yeah.
16, it's 16 okay. Now.
So it's 16, so it's 15 artists and then one executive producer who could be an artist too?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, 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 it's 16 so, overall and then the executive producer.
It's 15 or 16 and then the executive producer?
16 overall, 16 overall and then the executive producer. So you have 13, right?
Yeah.
So then you have three more picks then?
Two okay. picks and the executive producer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So now here's the thing about that. Like I wanna pull one of my picks back and make that my executive producer pick.
That's fine. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So then I'm taking Birdman off as executive producer and taking him off my artist list then.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
So that means I have three more artist picks then? So
yeah.
Then I'm taking DJ Paul and Juicy J.
Damn, gets 3 cents.
As two people right there. And then my last pick, that like I don't know where I was going to take this guy, but this is my boy. I got to get him on my label. I got to take Lil B to Bass God, man. Okay? Bass God's got to get up in here on Big Slam Records, baby. Like, we got to have him.
I love it.
My turn?
Yeah, now you got one pick and your executive. You got one artist pick and your executive producer, Dave.
No, I think 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, you already have 15.
So that's just your executive producer. One pick and executive producer then.
Yeah.
So just my exec. So my executive producer is going to be Chris Lighty.
Okay.
Nice. All right. For me, we're going to add a producer. We're going to go way back. We're going to have Miles Davis as one of our producers.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm going to scratch that. I got something else for Miles maybe in a second here. man. So I have... Man, this is tough. Okay. So my next artist pick is going to be Scarface.
Okay.
Yeah, take Scarface. Okay. And then my last artist pick will be... I'm gonna go with Usher.
Usher.
I'm gonna go with Usher.
Okay.
And then our executive producer is going to be Shug Knight.
There you have it.
And welcome to Super Fresh Records.
Super Fresh. Okay.
Dave, you haven't given us the name of your record yet either, by the way.
Yeah. Coach, your
name, my record.
What's your record label called?
Like, I originally wanted to go with Good Music, but
Great Music.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with fucking Great Music.
Great Music, yeah. Fuck you, guys.
So we all have 15 artists and one executive producer.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So I have one artist left and one executive. Then so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Diddy out and put him as the executive producer, and I'm going to draft two artists at this point.
Cool.
Right. So one of the artists, I got to give it to the new school, Benny the Butcher.
Okay.
All right.
And I am also going with a real legend because we want the vocals, Marvin Gaye.
Damn. I was looking at Marvin. All right. So recap, back to Slug here. Recap your artist, your executive producer, and your name and your label. Slug, you go first.
Okay. So we got Big Slime Records with Baby Birdman as my my right-hand man, executive producing for me. And then we got some West Coast legends like Dr. Dre, Nate Dogg. We got Eminem just to kind of blend in right there with him. And then take it over to the East Coast with the Wu-Tang Clan. And we got my boy Cameron, of course, with DJ Premier also in the mix there representing the East. We got Lauryn Hill just holding it down for the females over here, Big Slime Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, then we take it down south for pretty much the rest with Manny Fresh and Lil Wayne kind of keeping the Cash Money flow going.
Love it.
And then we have CeeLo Green kind of giving us a little South Soul from Atlanta with Future coming with that new hotness. And then we take it over to Memphis with the super producers, DJ Paul and Juicy J. And of course, we got Pimp C in the mix with them there. And then last but not least at all is, of course, Lil B the Bass God.
Lil B the Bass God. All right. Liking it. Dave, what do you got?
All right. So my record label, Great Music. A lot of East Coast flair, man. A lot of East Coast over here. You got Murder Inc. The original Murder Inc. So like Jay, Ja Rule, and DMX. So that's crazy. Three New York legends.
How are you gonna deal with 50 and Ja on the same record? That's gonna be some combination there, man.
We're fine, man. We're fine, man. Just here to make music. We're fine. We're fine with it, man. And then yeah, and I got 50 as my other rapper. And then I got my producers. I got Kanye, I got Swizz Beatz as my producer, I got Quincy Jones. For my female singers, I got Mary J. Blige, Alicia Keys. Hey, shut up! What a bad.
He's loving the label. He's just loving it.
And then for my male singers, as I said when I made this pick, I'm separating the man from his music. So I got R. Kelly. And I got Michael Jackson. And I got a little bit of West Coast there with Kendrick, Bobby Brown, Teddy Riley. And then my executive producer is Chris Lighty. So I think a lot of East Coast stuff, but I think we're very well-rounded. So happy with my group.
Not bad. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. So welcome to Super Fresh Records. We had Suge Knight as our executive producer, but he just got arrested again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Again.
Damn. So we had the change. We had the change producers just like that. And we brought in a little bit of self flair, and we made Killer Mike our executive producer.
Killer Mike, okay.
Okay, okay.
So with our we got Tupac, we got Drake, we got West Side Connection of Dub C, Mac 10, and Ice Cube. We got DJ Quick making beats. We got Nas being a lyricist. We got Outkast together with Andre 3000 and Big Boy. We got Rihanna dropping R&B songs and hooks for us. We got Scarface. We got Warren G jumping some more funky beats. We got E Figadel, E40. We got Rick Ross. We got Juice WRLD. And we added with a little bit more hooks, add an Usher to it. So this is Super Fresh Records.
Okay, okay.
Senator.
And welcome to Can't Stop, Won't Stop Records. with the executive producer, Diddy.
Got to get a sugar cookie.
That's why we got the locks on the label.
You
got
to add Dylon.
Because he spits hot fire. that's an honorary draft pick.
Top five greatest rappers of all time.
For sure. You're too close, man. You're too close.
a sugar cookie.
So we got the locks, we got Biggie, we got Aaliyah, we got Timbo the King, we got Pharrell, we got Pusha T, we got Beyonce, we got Babyface, we got Charlie Wilson, Snoop Dogg, J. Cole, Royce the 5'9", Chris Brown, Marvin Gaye, and Benny the Butcher.
Damn. Not gonna lie, the producer side for you and Dave is very strong.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I like it.
Good shit, man.
So before we wrap up here, I'll kind of let you go, Slug, and we can kind of wrap around. Anyone that you were mad that you didn't get drafted, someone else took?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's hard to really break it down to 14 people. I was really upset that my boy got Snoop Dogg because that was part of my West Coast package, but, It's all right. There's a lot of ups and downs, but you know.
I love that you can kind of tell on the flow of this that Dave and Senator are definitely more East Coast side, and Slug and I are more on the South and the West side with the picks, which I thought kind of worked out, which was interesting.
I think mine's a little more R&B-ish though.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
Mine's a little more R&B-ish than anything else.
Yeah.
Mine is definitely East Coast heavy for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's pretty West Coast heavy.
I got like two Midwest. I got R. Kelly and Kanye, both from Chi-Town. Other than that, like predominantly East Coast. So.
Yeah. Well, dope. Well, this was the we're gonna have more drafts with the guys. I would say
to answer the question, I was mad the Senator got J. Cole because I wanted to put him and Kendrick together to finally make that Black Friday album. I've been waiting for fucking 5 years, but
right.
Yeah.
There was I was mad that Slug got Nate. I wanted Nate. And I was mad that Senator got Kanye. But I figured
that was Coach. That was Coach.
Coach got Kanye. But I was trying, and I honestly kind of forgot about Ye for a second. I don't know why. It was like, oh yeah, okay, Drake's here. If I would have thought a little bit more clear, I probably would have get it. A few artists that I had that I didn't get loud. I had Little Dicky potentially, but I didn't know kind of the flair of where my art label was going. I didn't know if there was room for a comedy rapper with Little Dicky. So I don't know if that worked. And I really wanted to draft T-Pain, but it came down to T-Pain and Usher.
I did too.
But I'm like, you know what? I already have R. Kelly. So R. Kelly already makes crazy hooks. So I'm like, I don't need to go T-Pain. Like, I was contemplating bringing on Busta.
Yeah, no Busta, no Luda, by the way. No T.I. by the way, didn't get drafted.
Because I'm like having Busta with DMX and Jay, like, I'm like, that would have been crazy, like that whole New York flair. But
I debated Pete Rock and Eric Sermon too.
I'll be honest, I was upset with the Nate Dogg pick, but I think I made up with it with the Charlie Wilson pick.
The Charlie Wilson's a beautiful pick, especially being back with Snoop as well.
Yeah. And then a couple people that I had off my list that I didn't draft was Joe Budden.
I had Joe Budden too.
He's one of my favorite rappers.
Yeah, but me too.
I just didn't think it would fit the group.
Yeah.
Also, if I have the locks and I could have drafted another group, I would have drafted MOP just because nobody would mess around with my team.
No.
If you have Sheik and MOP on the label, nobody's trying to diss your label at all. So
if we're being real, like another group that I had that I was gonna use as my last pick, just as like a fucking extra random pick, I was gonna go Spice Girls, and that's facts.
Yeah, I would have let that happen because I was debating. Dave, I had NSYNC and Backstreet Boys ready to go because I was gonna debate with NSYNC because they had that girlfriend song with Nelly, I think, Nelly, right? Yeah, I debated taking Timberlake. I really did.
Yeah, I was thinking about Timberlake too.
I was this close to drafting Black Hippie as my main group.
I had Nipsey as well. Unfortunately, Nipsey, for sure. I kind of went down to Juice WRLD or Nipsey, and you know, God bless Nipsey and everything. I've just out of some of the newer artists, I really do like Juice WRLD, especially that doc I watched yesterday, the Bill Simmons one, kind of was more in my mind. So that's kind of why I went with Juice WRLD overall there.
Still one of the greatest albums of all time, Victory Lap. Rest in peace, Nips.
That's the one thing that I'm missing. I don't have any new fucking music.
Well, a lot of the new musicians are. I'm like nothing new.
That's the one thing I'm missing.
That's why I had Benny the Butcher on. It was like a competition for me. I didn't know who I was gonna choose, if it was gonna be Benny, if it was gonna be Conway, or if it was gonna be Freddie Gibbs. It was one out of the three, and I was like, I'm just going to go with who I think is the better one.
Freddie Gibbs, who was on the Bill Simmons podcast this week.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs is out there, man. His last album, last few albums have been crazy, so.
And I guess I had one of the Canadian artists I debated was taking Ja Clare. I debated taking Ja Clare, but I was like, nah, it's not going to be. I had Cardi on there, too, and if we would have gone groups. I just had a maybe as a joke. I was going to maybe, if we had more people on here, I had solo members like at the very bottom.
You know, which is a singer that I missed.
The Rascals, right? Yeah.
There was two singers that I wanted to put on there. And I wanted to put Jesse Reyes. And I wanted to get Division.
Ooh. See, and It's funny. I also, for producer, I was very close, and Slug would appreciate this a lot too. I debated taking the Dream.
Oh, the Dream would have been a really
How did I think about the Dream? What am I doing?
At the end there between him and Usher, I really went back and forth between the Dream and Usher, but I went with the Hooks more than the producer. But Dream, if you just look at that catalog for people that don't know, go look at the Dream. Like, he did Umbrella, he did a bunch. He did some Taylor Swift stuff even.
And one of the producers that is like overlooked but has so many hits at this point, Young Berg, Hitmaker. That's a whole thing. Yeah, Metro Boomin is the next one. I almost was gonna take Metro Boomin and 21 Savage when Slug took a future. I was like, okay, I gotta do something to combat.
I thought about two. I'm like, yo, I don't have anybody who can fuck with Metro Boomin. I thought about it. Even like Just Blaze. I thought about that too, but I'm like,
yeah, man. It's a difficult one, but I think honestly, everybody's labels is stacked up at this point.
Oh, and when you took DJ Premier, it made me think of Gangstar immediately. And I was like, oh, I wish you could take Guru, because I'm taking Gangstar right now. But you don't want to take two separate. I didn't want to take Guru and like separate artists there.
Yeah, there was a lot of groups I had in mind, but then we kind of started picking everybody out one by one. And I'm just like, damn, you know, because I took Tim C, but I wanted UGK. But I had to take DJ Paul and Juicy J together because they just do it better when they're together. But I wanted to take the whole 3-6 Mafia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just forgot right now. Like, fuck, why didn't I take Project Pat? What am I doing? Like,
I was surprised. I thought you wouldn't take Project Pata.
I want to kick someone off my label right now and find Project.
And I'm surprised you didn't take DJ Screw. I thought you were going to take DJ Screw for something.
But he's just like a DJ. I mean, he doesn't really rap. He doesn't really produce too much. But
when you took Primo, I got upset because I was going to take Prime.
Okay.
Half of the Prime, so I was like, all right, cool. I got to just go straight for Royce.
Mm-hmm. Man, no, Royce was good.
Slug has someone off my list to take Project Pat. I don't know what to do, man.
You have freaking Wu-Tang and Eminem together. Like, the lyrics just on that together are ridiculous. Jeez, the lyricist side. That's insane. And that was like Senator getting Royce. That's an underrated pick. It's not enough people like give Royce the respect on stuff. Like, I was kind of even thinking like an underrated artist like that would have been like Cannabis, but he just does not have enough big hits.
Yeah, lyrically, Cannabis is.
I was two seconds away from choosing. LL.
I thought about Big L as well.
Yeah, I thought Big L. I thought of Rod Digga for my female rapper.
Mm.
I was thinking about Mia X for that.
Mia X.
But I had to go Lauren first.
Pick. Yeah, Lauren's a good one.
You took the Lauren pick? I was mad. I ain't gonna lie.
When I picked Mary J. Blige, I'm like, yo, either between Mary J. or Lauryn Hill, but I'm like, yo, Mary J's, her body of work is too much to like.
Yeah.
I had to have gone.
Untouchable, man. Untouchable.
Yeah, I had to.
The Grammy count between everything is solid. So that's the inaugural mixed with the chat room and FTN draft. We'll have a few more of these coming up. I have a few ideas we'll talk about with these guys when we get off the air. But everyone, thank you for listening. Find the chat room on all platforms. You can find them on the feed and on FTN.
Platforms at FreshTake42.